Mein Name ist Michael Leo. Willkommen im Strudelhaus.
This is Michael Leo, the owner and chef at the Strudelhaus here in Des Moines. He's saying that at the Strudelhaus, you'll be treated to authentic Austrian food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all created on site. The Strudelhaus has an amazing coffee bar, a fantastic wine list, and oh, those pastries. For breakfast, lunch, or dinners on Friday and Saturday evenings, it's the Strudelhaus, 1951 Indianola Avenue, right here in Des Moines.
Und genießen die österreichische Atmosphäre. Dankeschön.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. Aureon.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Jeff, grateful that you're taking some time to visit with us about your new, well, relatively new location. My first trip to Gravitate here in Valley Junction in West Des Moines. Nice place.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for coming. We've been here for a little over a year now,
yeah.
Working in conjunction with the West Des Moines Business Incubator.
So how did all this happen? We're sitting in this beautiful facility that used to be the fire department, I think, and also the city hall?
My understanding, it was the city hall.
Okay.
So we're in the 300 block of 5th Street, like the main drag through Valley Junction.
Right.
I don't know that this is completely accurate, but my understanding is that I think the 93 flood is when the city left this building and kind of built what they have now. It served a couple different purposes over the years, and I want to say in 2014, 2015, the city decided that the West Des Moines Business Incubator would be a good tenant of it so that they could add to the entrepreneurial community that is Valley Junction. You tend to think of shops and galleries, and
right.
Those things are everywhere here, but give office users and people building tech startups and small businesses a place to go as well. So they redid the building at that point. The business incubator occupied it and then asked us to come join them a little over a year ago.
Well, that all makes perfect sense because having a co-working place outside of downtown would make sense for the western suburbs and those types of things. But the other thing that's really cool about this, it brings consumers to Valley Junction, and Jim Miller and the folks at Valley Junction have got to be thrilled about that as well.
I think they are. We have a group that participates in all of the things that happen in Valley Junction.
Sure.
Most recently, we had gallery night here, and we always showcase local artists in our space, so we were able to participate in gallery night for the first time, which is a really fun event. Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I didn't spend a lot of time in Valley Junction prior to this opportunity. It just wasn't something I thought about. Now that I'm here a couple days a week, though, it's been really opening my eyes to the restaurants that are here, the different types of shops and galleries, as I said. And we have, 45 people that occupy this building, so they're going out to lunch every day.
Right.
They're shopping together. We have one company here called SEO Expert that has been going door to door and really trying to motivate the small business community around their services for SEO that they do. Like, they kind of feel like this is they're in the middle of their market here.
Oh,
they just
yeah.
have to walk up and down the street, and have had a lot of success with that.
You know, and that's one of the other cool things about Valley Junction. This has become, over the last several years, a destination point. And so people actually seek this out. And for you guys at Gravitate to be fortunate enough to come in here and be in a place that is a destination is very cool.
It is cool. And, co-working spaces work best in dense areas.
Right.
The idea of co-working is to come together, people that are working from home or working in an office by themselves, like that can be very stressful, that can be very lonely, that type of thing. So people join co-working spaces to have collaboration opportunities, to have people around them. So there's a density inherent in the reason you're going there. And I think that extends out to the community that you're in. People want to be able to walk to coffee, to Inspired Grounds down the street, places like that. They want to be able to walk to lunch. They want to be able to grab a drink after work with their coworkers, that type of thing. So much of our metro area is not set up for that.
It's correct.
Drive first, or it's kind of sprawl based. So as we've been looking to expand over the years, Valley Junction probably wasn't first on our list of a place to look for that, but once we got to know the area when the incubator approached us, we're like, this is exactly what we're looking for. So it's really worked out.
It is. And one of the things that I know that you happen to live in the same village that I happen to live in.
I do.
And so we were just here in Valley Junction the other day, my bride and I. We came down via bicycle path.
Absolutely.
You can get from Windsor Heights to Valley Junction in minutes almost, and it's a pleasant, I think, 7 mile one way
yeah
trip.
Sounds right.
And bang, you're here. And so that type of modality is also attractive for this area.
It is. And it's also, you know, I think of the business community here, but a lot of our members live in this neighborhood too. Kind of the older houses, the traditional kind of West Des Moines house that is maybe not on Fifth Street, but on the streets around us. Even our full-time staff person here lives in the neighborhood. So people that do bike in, they drive in, and then we have a lot of people that walk in just because it's about location and they want to be around. I tend to think of it when I talk about Valley Junction to people from outside the area that it's like a little small town, but in the middle of the Des Moines metro area. So if a small town is something that you enjoyed or maybe something you grew up with, it's kind of a neat place to hang out and experience.
It is. We're talking with Jeff Wood, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is the owner of Gravitate, now two locations here in the greater Des Moines metro. You have found the secret sauce when it comes to co-working. Many have tried this adventure. Several have not been successful. What is it that you think, what have you tapped into that has made this possible, Jeff?
I think it's hard to build a space and then fill it. One thing that we've been able to do both with our downtown location, which kind of started on the heels of Startup City, which was a great project that a lot of us were members of, we started with a group of people, so we've been building from a full, I guess a full deck. I don't know what the right metaphor is there, but I often think that like nobody wants to be the first one to a party. People want to join it when it's in full swing. So because we were able to start the first space with, I think, about 40 members once we got the doors open, it was immediately full enough that new people that saw it and came in could get the vibe, could get the experience and see what would be good about working there on day one, as opposed to saying, like, we built this Taj Mahal, come see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's empty all the time. Like, that's really hard. And I've been in empty co-working spaces all over the country because every time I travel, I pop in and see what other people are doing. And I think a lot of people... what's the line? If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. Field of Dreams. Like, I think that happens with co-working spaces a lot because it's becoming a more well-known thing. People are like, well, I can build this. And they think about the decorations or the structure of the building. And people do seek out office space first, but the reason they stay is because there's people around and they like the community that they're a part of. So we really focus on the people and always having it full and being able to join that. And I don't know that, I don't know that we knew that when we started. We got lucky with that, but that's something we found. And so as we opened this second location, we had people from downtown that were ready to move here right away. So we were able to hit the ground running.
You know, what's interesting, we just did a story the other day about empty commercial space downtown Des Moines. It is all over the place as people, which is odd in a sense, because people living downtown, that's very vibrant as far as shops and restaurants and places to go and things to do downtown Des Moines. But the commercial office space, there's a lot of vacancy there. And people are tending, I think people are tending to gravitate, if you will, to co-working spaces. We just talked with Ashley Miller from Transformational Wealth, who left corporate world to start her own business, and she gravitates to Gravitate.
Absolutely.
So I wonder, are you finding that? Are people who have been in the corporate world, maybe living downtown or elsewhere, are they leaving their jobs? Are they striking out on their own more and more?
We do see that, and I think that co-working is an easy way to get started. You know, you're not signing a 60-month lease to take out office space.
And the square footage costs $21, $25, $28 a square.
Right. And square footage cost is always something that is hard to calculate in a co-working space because a lot of times people, like we do have office suites in both locations, and people will try to compare square footage cost, but with a co-working space, you're not just getting your office.
Right.
You're getting, you know, we have two conference rooms here. We have phone booths for you to use. We have the large community room we're in right now where you can host meetups or workshops and things with your clients or potential clients. Plus, we have on-site staff. We have all sorts of amenities that happen there. You don't get that when you just get a shell of an office. You have to fill that all yourself. We provide coffee and tea, you know, from Grounds for Celebration at this space, from Mars Cafe at our downtown space. So we try to bring in, like, the local aspects, like, sure, you could do that, or you could get Folgers at Walmart, you know, like that type of thing. But that's up to you. So we kind of provide that curated experience for people. And so I think, to get back to your question, that helps people when they are starting out on their own to just have a place to plug in and go. And if they grow to the point that, you know, they have 15 or 20 employees at some point, I mean, great for them. We kind of think of them as alumni of Gravitate once they do that and still support them when they move out. But we're not necessarily prepared to take on groups that size. But it's an easy way to enter the market. Some people call it real estate as a service or office space as a service. So if you think of it in that way, like, sure. I think it makes a lot of sense for new businesses.
We've been spending some time with Jeff Woods, ladies and gentlemen. He is in charge of something called Gravitate downtown and in Valley Junction in West Des Moines. Thanks so much for spending time. I've really been anxious to get here to see this space because I've heard so much about it. You know, we have toured. I've been in these co-working spaces a long time, and they have really transformed over the years. They were pretty grungy back in the day, and this is a whole different look.
Yeah, it's a maturing industry, and I think what you're seeing just echoes that. So thanks for coming out today.
Thank you, sir.